Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. I've been doing a few talks on the Sandokai. In the last talk, I said that I would do at least one more, and I would do the talk as if the ending of the scripture was the beginning of the scripture, as if the actual real beginning of the scripture came next in the scripture. You think of the scripture as a kind of a circulation where you could start pretty well anywhere and come around through the whole of the scripture from that point. So I'll go back a little bit. Let's go back to some lines that I talk quite a bit about in this little series of talks, and start there. Completely understand herein the basic truth within these words. Lo, here, set up not your own standards. If from your experience of the senses, basic truth you do not know, how can you ever find the path that certain is, no matter how far distant you may walk? As you walk on, distinctions between near and far are lost. And should you lost become, there will arise obstructing mountains and great rivers. This I offer to the seeker of great truth. Do not waste time. Now we have the actual beginning coming next. From west to east unseen, float out the mind of India's greatest sage, and to the source kept true as an unsullied stream is clear. Let's just stop there now. So in this reading of things, we started with completely understand herein the basic truth within these words. Lo, here, set up not your own standards. If from your experience of the senses basic truth you do not know, how can you ever find the path that certain is, no matter how far distant you may walk? That wouldn't be a bad place to start the scripture. It starts out by stating the basic truth. Let go of your own opinions and emotions. Don't set up your own standards. Let go of your own opinions. Let go of your own insistence on things being a particular way, and be willing to accept things as they actually are. That's a good place to start. And then it says, if from your experience of the senses, basic truth you do not know, how can you ever find the path that certain is, no matter how far distant you may walk? If you cannot find the basic truth right within your daily life, you're not going to find it. Yet it is there to be found. Therefore, your daily life contains the whole of the truth. Then it goes on to say, as you walk on, distinctions between near and far are lost. And should you lost become, there will arise obstructing mountains and great rivers. As I explained last time, this is saying that your daily life contains everything. And the things that seem to be the obstacles in daily life are part, actually, they're part of the help that your daily life is giving you. They're part of that experience of the senses that it's talking about. They're telling you something. If you get lost, there are signals that will tell you you are lost. There's compassion in this fact. So if you are seeking the truth, don't waste time. Get in there. Use your meditation. Use mindfulness. Use the precepts. Use the training to study in detail the real nature of our life Well, you're going to need help doing that. Where is that help going to come from? From west to east, unseen, flowed out the mind of India's greatest sage, and to the source kept true as an unsullied stream is clear. The west that's being talked about here is India. The east is China. India's greatest sage was the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. From west to east, unseen, there was a hidden transmission, a secret transmission. More generally speaking, the truth is always hidden from the worldly. The truth is always hidden from the worldly mind. What greater expression of compassion can there be than this flowing of wisdom, flowing of teaching, flowing of a transmission of teaching and training that shows a way to find that basic truth within our daily life? So we just had just previously in this reading of the scripture, we had the obstructing mountains and great rivers, the difficulties of life being shown as what they truly are, an expression of cosmic help, a reminder that the cause of suffering is within ourselves and that we need to do something about ourselves. And now we have another kind of help, the help that comes from one person's finding the deepest truth and then showing other people how to find it as well. So whether the help of the Eternal manifests as obstructing mountains and great rivers, whether it manifests as the wisdom, the example, the kindness of the Buddhas and ancestors, of our fellow human beings, of the Sangha treasure, no matter how that help manifests, it will always be there. It was always there. It is always here. This scripture, which can so easily be interpreted in a very intellectual and philosophical way, is in reality a profoundly and purely religious document with a profoundly and purely religious message. The message that our daily life is part of the life which is beginningless and endless of the cosmic Buddha. That everything that happens within our experience, everything that happens in our daily life is happening, whether we recognize it or not, for our good. That cosmic compassion is not something remote in space or remote in time. It is here and now. That while it is always true that I am not God, it is also always true there is nothing in me, nothing in you that is not of the Eternal. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.